From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. It only matters how you respond.
Pandemic is not a word to use lightly.
Italy's government heeding the calls. Everything but food markets and pharmacies are shutting down.
The NBA has suspended its season until further notice.
Workers are being urged to telework. Large gatherings are banned or discouraged. Actor Tom Hanks and his wife have tested positive for the new coronavirus.
Significant disruption in the markets. There's no question about that.
This is a time to be honest with one another. We are in a new normal.
We will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight.
But the DHS secretary is now clarifying about what exactly that's going to look like. They are careful to say this doesn't apply to legal permanent residents, immediate family members of the U.S. citizens.
And these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval.
The president has later gone to a tweet and said, please know that trade will in no way be affected by the 30-day restriction on travel from Europe.
We're deeply concerned both by the alarming levels of spread and severity and by the alarming levels of inaction.
The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe. Each of us has a role to play in defeating this virus, and we will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus.
This is reality now for us, and it's not no longer just on TV and somewhere in a different country. This is now home.
As cancellations and developments just keep coming in, President Trump is expanding the federal response to COVID-19 in the U.S. I'm Duarte Geraldino, Deputy Managing Business Editor for Al Jazeera Digital. You're listening to The Takeaway. In the U.S., there are more than 1,300 known cases, and that's just a fraction of the more than 120,000 confirmed cases around the globe. The World Health Organization is now declaring the coronavirus outbreak a pandemic. A lot is happening, and it's happening fast. We're going to break down the latest in the U.S. response for you. Joining us for that right now is Yamiche Alcindor. She's a White House correspondent for the PBS NewsHour and a political contributor for NBC and MSNBC. Yamiche, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What exactly is the new policy?
The new policy bans foreign nationals from coming to the United States if you're from one of 26 specific countries, and it excludes the United Kingdom, which has hundreds of cases of coronavirus. And what this says is that if you are coming from one of the countries, you're supposed to be banned, the president said, for 30 days, but the proclamation, the actual text of what he's doing, has an indefinite impact. And it says that it will only be terminated once the president terminates that, and there's no hard deadline on it. And the president originally said that this was a ban on both people and goods. He then later corrected that and said, actually, it's just people and it has nothing to do with goods. He said trade with the U.S. and Europe would not be impacted by this. There are some exclusions, including United States citizens, lawful permanent residents, and their families, as well as there are also some interesting exclusions on people who might be coming from those countries to help fight the coronavirus outbreak here.
That news rippled around the world, and according to a statement from the EU, it, quote, disapproves of the fact that the U.S. decision to impose a travel ban was taken, and this is directly quoting them, unilaterally and without consultation. Do we know whether or not the administration actually consulted with any of the EU countries? And what about the U.K. too?
As of now, it seems as though the president and the White House did this unilaterally and did not consult our European allies. And The president also last night was very clear that he was sort of blaming the European Union for the outbreak here in the United States. He said, had the European Union instituted a more restrictive ban on travel to China, then Americans who were in Europe might not have gotten the virus and then come over with it. So that's, of course, the president's claim. There has not been any scientific evidence that that's exactly why the United States is now experiencing this outbreak. It's a global outbreak. So you're seeing cases in all sorts of countries, not just in Europe. So this is, I think it was a pretty extraordinary moment for the president to say that. And what we're seeing this morning is that European countries are very, very mad. And the European Union, of course, put out that very, very terse statement.
The president even described this as a foreign threat. When you talk about placing blame, what's been the reaction to that? And what do you make of his categorization of this pandemic as a foreign virus?
This is really, I think, the president resting on the way that he has dealt with other things that the United States is dealing with, whether it's unemployment, with him blaming immigrants coming over, or other sorts of issues, health problems. At one point, he was saying that immigrants were possibly bringing diseases to the United States, and his allies were saying that as well. But what you see now is the president trying to make this argument that this virus is not something that is, quote, American, and that really this is a problem that is not of our doing. And of course, it's true that from our understanding, the outbreak and the coronavirus, at least the strain, started in China. But right now, what you're seeing is the World Health Organization saying this is a pandemic, and really countries are all kind of banding together to figure out how can we stop this. And it seems as though the president is really relying on what he's done in the past, which is be an isolationist and say, well, this is America should deal with America's issues, and other countries can deal with their issues. Of course, this is a virus that's not thinking about borders. It's crossing borders. It's impacting all sorts of people around the world. So people are very angry. At least critics of the president are very angry at the way that he's categorizing this. But of course, the White House is doubling down on this, and the president is not backing down from the way that he's categorized it.
Yamiche, the bulk of Trump's speech had to do with the economic effects of the outbreak. How is he planning to help small businesses?
The way that he's planning to help small businesses is give them small business loans. Last night in his speech, he said that he was going to be, or his Oval Office address, he said that he was going to be directing the Small Business Administration to work with companies who are impacted by the coronavirus and figure out ways to give them capital so that they will be helped along as this crisis continues. He also said that he was going to be trying to work with Congress to get $50 billion to be put into that program to fund those loans. Now, for perspective, that's a lot of money. And I've been talking to White House sources who tell me that the president might be declaring some sort of national emergency. And if he did that, the fund that he would likely be using would offer about $42.6 billion in total, or up to. So what I'm saying that for, or why I'm saying that, is because the money that he might have with a national emergency is $42.6 billion, but he's asking Congress for $50 billion for small business loans. So what you're seeing there is that he's really asking for even more money than he would get in a national emergency.
One of the big questions right now is, how do I get tested? What is the president saying about testing so that once you have this knowledge, you can then seek some assistance? How soon will the tests come out?
Well, the president said that testing is being expanded rapidly, and he said that their federal officials are moving very quickly, but he didn't really give any details in his Oval Office address last night. What we do know is that Vice President Mike Pence has been saying pretty much all week that there are about 1 million tests out there and that soon there will be about 4 million more tests. But there are still real questions, not only about the availability of testing, but also about how long it takes to be tested. Anecdotally, I've heard from people who said that even once they got tested, it took several days for them to get the results of their test. And in some cases, people had positive test results, but had to wait something like 4 days in order to get the test. So it's not only just, can you get access to the test? How long is it going to take once you get that test to get your results?
That testing is so critical because without that positive result, it seems like it would be more difficult to unlock some of the benefits. For example, you know, the health insurance payments. Did the president say anything about health insurance payments for people who are actually infected with the virus?
So he did, but it seems as though he made another critical mistake. The president said that insurance companies had agreed to waive all copays associated with getting tested for the coronavirus as well as being treated for the coronavirus. The White House then, it seems, is now walking that back and saying, actually, he meant to say only copays for the testing would be waived. Also, there was an insurance lobby group that came out last night and put out a statement saying that it was only for testing. So for treatments, people will still have to pay their copays. And of course, the other big issue that I've been talking to lawmakers about is, what about all the people, the millions of Americans who don't have health insurance and who get their health care primarily from emergency rooms or urgent care centers? From my understanding, it's unclear how they might pay for not only the testing, but the treatment should they get the coronavirus.
It seems like there were some misstatements last night during the president's speech. This was a scripted address, wasn't it? There was a piece of paper that he was reading.
Yes, it was a scripted address. I wasn't in the room. It seemed like he was reading off of a teleprompter, but this was something that someone obviously wrote and that the president obviously had some input in, and that he then read for 10 minutes to millions of Americans. And what we're seeing is that even in that scripted address, he made several critical mistakes. Again, one saying that all copays for testing and treatments were going to be waived when really it was only for testing. And he was saying that people and goods were going to be banned from Europe when actually it's just people, foreign nationals. And he had to go and tweet and fix that. So it's an interesting moment for this president, who has had all sorts of challenges that he's been able to weather, thinking about the Russia investigation and impeachment. But this is a completely new challenge that he has not faced and that he stumbled on.
Yamiche Alcindor is a White House correspondent for the PBS NewsHour and a political contributor for NBC and MSNBC. Yamiche, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks.